There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. You are now listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Al had to step out of the studio again, so it's just going to be myself and Dan Kurz. Dan works for Naples 8 Asset Management. He's been on the show a number of times, but not recently. So, Dan, I reached back out to you and said, what have been your comments on the markets? And you summed it up perfectly when we were chatting off mic regarding gold, saying, you know, you don't buy fire insurance after the fire, you buy it before. And along with gold, you're saying you need to buy gold before the correction that we are absolutely due for rather than after. You want to chat about this a little bit, Dan?
Yes, absolutely, Corey. Thanks for having me back on. You're spot on. You don't buy fire insurance after the fire. By the same token, it's going to probably cost a lot more to buy gold after the fire in terms of the financial markets, in terms of trust and confidence in our paper-based monetary system that shows all these cracks around the world, whether it's debt mountains, whether it's unsustainable deficits, that all these things being enabled by the printing press, in essence, whether it's the counterparty risks that are off the scale, or, as we also chatted, the fact that what's the opportunity cost of holding physical gold or silver if, in fact, in some leading countries, if you buy an investment-grade 10-year government bond, you actually have to pay to own it. So I think there's quite a backdrop for an insurance policy kind of purchase in the precious metal, gold and silver arena.
Now, Dan, we have heard this argument for buying gold and silver before, and I do agree with it, but I find it's more of a question of when rather than if. And the problem is, right now, we are seeing the Fed talk about raising rates, and we have seen other countries around the world expand their QE programs. What side do you lean on in terms of where the Fed is going to move?
Well, I think it's a bluff. I don't think the Fed is going to be able to raise rates. You know, we've talked, you have, and Al and I, about the fact that the emperor doesn't wear any clothes. The U.S. economy, it has not been strong. I'd argue it's been in recession for multiple years, possibly soon after the initial recovery. But no matter how you slice it, I think it's beyond dispute that there are increasing signs, even those that come out of the government statistic mills, which are not always all honest. I mean, take a look at the inflation rate and the responding GDP growth rate. If we had a real-world inflation rate, GDP would have been negative for quite some time, just as a fact. But if we look at consumer sentiment, we see business, we see inventory at very high levels, unsustainable. We see the car leasing thing starting, the wheels coming off that bus. We see job or unemployment rate, if you corrected it and measured it by early 80s standards, would be north of 20%. I mean, I think the economy is dead in the water. I think the Fed is bluffing. I don't think they're going to raise rates. You know, they're talking, they started to talk about be patient. I think the patient moniker is going to go. I don't think we're going to get a rate increase. And if we do get one, it's going to be some kind of notional 0.125%. The pressure's off them, and from there, it's backwards. And I think ultimately, if we're in an economy that is eviscerating the rule of law, incentives, property rights, government's getting bigger, debt's getting bigger, mainstream is hurting, Wall Street's having a good time, this disconnect cannot last. I think that's going to be reflected by the Federal Reserve Board having to come to the rescue of member banks where asset prices come under pressure due to reverberations that we have in valuations due, in fact, to a decline in trust. So I think however you slice it, the Fed will find, I think, inevitably the reason to resort to new QE. I don't think there's going to be any kind of serious interest rate increase, if at all. And I think that when that realization dawns that U.S. economy isn't the global Superman, this whole thing's going to come apart at the seams in terms of trust and recovery, trust in what has been told to the world about the strength of U.S. recovery, and also expectations of what they can earn interest rate-wise by staying in the dollar. And that whole thing, when that whole thing comes apart at the seams, and I really think we're seeing more signs of it, it's hard to hide this fact, then all bets are off in terms of what that means to the dollar's value, and by extension also where the price of gold is. I mean, if you look at the price of gold, the euro or the yen, to geographies where we've been printing money like crazy pretty much through since the beginning of the year, the gold is up 12 and 9% respectively. And I think this is also going to occur in the United States, and the Fed is going to join or rejoin the global QE party.
Now, Dan, you've mentioned this one word a couple of times there, especially at the end, and it's something I want to focus on. You said trust. I want to talk about confidence. These markets truly are run on investor confidence. What do you think will break this confidence? Will it be something in the U.S. that happens, or will it be internationally, potentially Greece, potentially something in China? Because we are seeing massive bubbles and massive amounts of debt in both of those countries as well.
That is a very good question. I obviously don't know either. I would say this, however. I mean, we used to talk 5-10 years ago about black swans in 08, right? I'm going to argue that there's more than one black swan. Frankly, I think there's a lot of them. In other words, what can all of a sudden upset this massive asset bubble that we see thanks to global financial repression? Whether it's QE or whether it's ZERP policies, what is going to all of a sudden upset the apple cart? It could be Japan and its insanity in terms of the printing press. It could be geopolitical pressures out of China. It could be Greece in the Eurozone. It could be the war or the budding war in the Middle East. Or, as I said before, it could also be the U.S. economy, you know, the emperor wears no growth clothes. And all of a sudden people realizing that instead of increasing interest rates and higher returns, just the opposite is going to occur, at least as regards revisiting what I think was going to be a stouter QE than has happened before, because you need ever more debt to get any kind of GDP growth if you're so leveraged. I think any of those things, Corey, and probably things I'm not even considering, you know, oftentimes the gotcha is something people don't believe or see. And I would say globally, the conception is that the United States growth is undeterred. It is returning and the economy is strong. Maybe that's the straw that breaks the camel's back or pops this mania, this manipulation of stocks and bonds around the world that we see. I think there are a lot of risks, though. There are a lot more risks. There's a lot more debt than there was in 08. There is surely tremendously more counterparty risks. I mean, interest sensitivity in terms of banks being on the hook and being susceptible to interest rate increases. We've got $500 trillion worth of these instruments out there just on the interest rate sensitivity side. I'm talking about the global derivatives chain.
This narrative for driving gold higher has been around for the last 3, 4, 5 years even, and it hasn't seemed to take hold of the investor. And that's why I think that you're right. It's going to be something else that comes out of the woodwork that people maybe weren't focusing on, and then it will almost be the perfect storm, because once one of these nails drops, everything else could follow in pretty short succession. Really watching what is happening over in Europe and what's happening over in China, Japan for that matter, they're proving that this printing of money is a failed experiment. They just seem to be further down that road. And until one of these central banks steps up, or maybe one of these countries really realizes that this just can't go on anymore, maybe that's the time that we have this overdue correction. I don't really know, but I do agree that it is a matter of when, not if. And it is good to be holding some part of your portfolio in hard assets and even take possession of them, because they are a good safety. The question is, just how deep would this correction be? Thanks for taking some time with us.
Thanks, Corey.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, Corey, thank you very much for putting together that interview with Dan Kurz. I got to tell you, Dan is a very, very interesting guy. He is, in my opinion, one of the brightest guys out there when it comes to overall economic fundamentals and investing fundamentals. When it comes to a guy who's the best out there in terms of geological input in, for small exploration companies, they don't get any better than Brent Cook, in my opinion. I've known Brent for an awful lot of years. Brent and I met on a site visit, I think it was back in 2005, down in Chile. this guy really knows what he's doing. There's no question whatsoever about that. And when it comes to investment fundamentals in the junior resource sector, Brent, I think, has a very, very mature, knowledgeable attitude about where the resource sector is right now and whether or not people should begin to perhaps take some small positions. What do you think about that, Brent?
As you know, I've been fairly negative for the past 3 to 4 years. And I do right now, to be honest, I'm getting a bit more positive towards the sector. I think we're probably being dragged along bottom, and it could go for quite a bit longer. But what's really important to me and what I keep most of my investments on is the fact that we are not finding enough new economic metal deposits to replace what we're mining. And that's going to come to a head over the next 2 or 3 years. And when it does, those of us that are still here and are savvy enough to own the few deposits that work or the few companies that are capable of finding them, I think we're going to do really well. So in that respect, I'm pretty positive, and I'm starting to accumulate a few of these right, you know, this summer I'll be doing it as well.
Now, Brent, do you think that the blame for not finding more, I guess, valuable properties out there that can be brought into production, does that fall on the major producers out there or the junior explorers, simply because we have seen a lot of these companies, especially the majors, cut back in a lot of their exploration work, and a lot of the juniors are so cash-strapped that they can't go out there and actively explore like they used to?
I think the blame actually falls on Mother Nature. There are very few economic deposits out there, and it's really hard to find something that works, particularly now that we've exploded the Earth's surface fairly well, so there's not many outcropping ore bodies. Now we're forced to look blind, which costs a lot more money. We've got to look under, you know, hundreds of meters of barren rock to find these things, and it costs so much more to determine if it's valuable or not. A lot more drilling, a lot more expensive drilling. On top of that, you've got metallurgical issues, generally more complex at depth. And then you've got strip ratios, which, again, you got to move all that rock. And then your capex to build these things is so much higher now as well. That, you know, the reality is we are just not going to find as many valuable deposits as we have in the past. So it's, you know, to some degree, it's got to do with, I think we waste, as an industry as a whole, we waste way too much money on projects that never stand a chance. That's where the real problem lies.
Well, you know, that's something that John Kaiser, a colleague of yours and a good friend of ours, brought out over 2 years ago in his newsletter, Bottom Fishing Report. And basically, he felt that as much as 90% of the companies that were involved in the junior resource sector really had no business being there. And I think everybody, pretty much including yourself, probably agreed with him. But having said that, you know, the 10% that remain that we try to focus on this particular show, I think have all the potential in the world, Brett.
Well, I would agree. At least I hope so. You know, in my newsletter, Exploration Insights, that's what I really focus on, is what it's about what I'm buying with my money. And if you can identify those groups that are successful or have a legitimate high-grade deposit, high-margin deposit, ultimately you've got to make money, assuming we're in a situation where we are not finding enough to replace what we're mining.
No, Brent, we've covered a number of companies in our newsletter that we've focused, or we seem to have been drawn to, these mid- to small-tier producers that have shown the ability to not only get their costs under control, but then also work and drill to expand their properties. How do you feel about these companies that not only have something kind of on the go, but also have potential expansion of that property by drilling outside of where they're mining?
If they can fund that exploration and development internally without having to raise money, that's the place to be. But the problem we face, and you guys have seen this as well, is that a company keeps diluting and diluting, and over the past few years, it's generally been at lower and lower prices. So even if the market value, if you will, of a company goes up, the share price doesn't seem to go anywhere. So that's sort of a value trap, I guess. And that's a real key thing to keep in mind, is can a company advance these projects on their own without having to go back to the market and raise more money?
Yeah, I have to agree with that 100%. I mean, there's nothing like more and more shares going out there because that's a great way to keep the price down. The one example, and you know, I'm not asking for an endorsement or anything, and I don't happen to own any shares in this particular company, but one that's been a real success of late is a company that I have been an investor in off and on for the past, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, and I'm not right now. I was at one time, but that's Claude Resources. Claude is really doing a great job. Their production numbers are getting bigger and bigger every year, and the stock has gone from 26 cents up to around 70 cents. So not a bad deal. That's the kind of thing, that's the kind of company, I think, Brett, that we need to be looking at.
Yeah, a complete turnaround in operation and in management, in mining style. That's been quite a success. I would also point to a company like B2 Gold, which is on the brink of bringing, has one new project in production, another one coming online, or something like Premier Gold that's got over $100 million in the bank, mm-hmm. and Centerra spending money developing a project they brought to the development stage. So those are the sorts of things that make sense right now to me.
So there definitely are companies out there that have shown the ability to, I guess, show profits for their shareholders. And it has been a tough market, but I think it is one thing that keeps the investors coming back, and as well it should, being the fact that if you can select these good companies, then you can still make money even when the gold price is moving sideways for the most part, like it has been for the last over a year now. What would you say to that, Brent? We only have about a minute left.
I agree. My thesis, my investment thesis, doesn't rely on a rising gold price. My assumption is that it's going to be range bound here between, call it, 11 and 1300 far into the future. So it makes all the sense in the world to focus on the companies that have projects that make money at those prices and ignore the rest.
I think what you're saying is the fundamentals really play a very important role right now, and you have to start looking at some of these precious metals situations that we talk about in this program from a different standpoint. And I think that looking at it from a standpoint that is quite separate from the price of gold itself makes a lot of sense. And if the price of gold happens to go up, you know, that's just frosting on the cake, for lack of better terms. It's, to me, that makes all the sense in the world, Brett. Absolutely no question about that. Ladies and gentlemen, take a look at Brett's newsletter, Exploration Insights. Simply click on his picture or go to our favorite sites section. You can get information on this great newsletter. Brett, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
Likewise. Thanks, Corey and Al.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Nearing the end of the program, Corey and I are chatting right now with one of our best prognosticators, for lack of better terms, Abby Gilbert. Abby is more than just a little good. He's very, very good at what he does. You know, we were chatting off mic, and Abby's sentiment echoes the sentiment of a whole bunch of other technicians who we talked to, specifically Rick Ackerman, among others. We will be speaking in the next segment with Michael Belkin. He's got some pretty similar thoughts, I believe, to what Abby has to say right now, but that is, Abby, Michael is not at all bullish on the conventional markets right now. And your comment, which I thought was interesting to Corey and I, these are really, really difficult times. Pretty tough to determine a trend right now, isn't it?
Well, yeah. The trend is technically still up. But as I mentioned to you before, back in early March, when the market did not just broke down slightly from the ideal pattern that I wanted to see, it took my 2,500 SPX target off the table probably until 2017 or 2018. And right now we're struggling to get up to 2,150, which would be my next target, assuming we hold over the 2070 region on the SPX.
Now, Avi, what do you think is driving these markets? And by driving, I guess I mean in this sideways momentum. We can have either good economic news, bad economic news, and it doesn't seem to have a long-lasting impact on any certain direction for the markets. Do you think long-term interest rates are playing a factor? Do you think what's happening in Greece is playing a factor? Is it the dollar? What is it?
Well, as you know, for me, news is not the issue. News is not the driver of the market. At this point in time, this is a traditional topping pattern. This is a what we call an ending diagonal. And the ending diagonal, when I look at, especially when I look at the NASDAQ, it looks like it still needs one more rally to complete in the ideal sense. But when an ending diagonal completes, and this is how you'll know, what you're going to see is it may be associated with some phenomenal form of news, but you'll see a big spike up, and then you'll see a reversal. And when you see that big spike up followed by the reversal, that is the initial indication that the ending diagonal has completed. And at that point, I'm going to be looking for 1,800 in the SPX as my correction target.
And you're thinking that we probably won't see a turn in a positive direction. You said that possibly won't happen until 2017. Is that correct?
No, I'm saying that we probably won't see the 2,500 mark until probably about 2017.
So what I would take away from that is simply that we're just going to muddle along for a while. Is that right?
Well, no. What I think is we're going to remain in this choppy up down movement until the market clearly gives us a solid break, or that big spike up followed by the spike down. So that's what I'm looking for over the next month. I think we could hit a top in June. And if we don't break down, if we don't get that big spike up and spike down at the end of June, then this could take us all the way into the fall in this meandering with an upside movement.
I find it absolutely amazing, and this is, I think, more for Corey's benefit than for yours, Abby, because you're a very, you know, you're basically mired in technicals, and I applaud you for that, as Corey is starting to get to be. But I just find it so fascinating that technical analysis just does not work anymore. I just find that to be amazing.
I mean, we've been nailing.
I'm sorry. I meant fundamental analysis. Fundamental.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, we've been nailing most of the turns on this. This past week, as it developed, I was looking to test 2099 SPX this past week. But when the market did not rally up in the midweek to as high as 2126, it told me that we're probably not going to test 2099. We're probably going to test 2086. And that's exactly what we hit this morning. We were actually looking for this since we topped at 2122. So, I mean, there's been certain points of predictability within this, but overall it is a very, very sloppy pattern throughout.
Now, Abby, unfortunately, these markets have been very boring, and Al is right. Technicals seem to be the only thing that work right now. And I think that's simply because the major players are these investment houses that are utilizing these strategies. That being said, let's switch it over to the precious metals, gold and silver in particular. This was a down week for gold. It was flat in the beginning, and then the tail end, we trickled down. What is your forecast for the precious metals prices here moving through this rest of the summer?
Well, it's interesting. When we got the rally, at least the initial rally that I was looking for, but when we topped, we got five waves up, and I think it was mid-May, and I basically told all my subscribers, okay, everybody out of the water for right now, because we have enough in place to tell us that we have a potential top in place. There's enough waves to consider a top in place, but I'm not willing to outright short yet. So when we dropped from mid-May towards the end of May and got this corrective rally up into the beginning of June, into the 1st of June, and then we came off of that, and then it was that initial corrective rally that we got into the 1st of June, and we came off of that. The way we came off of that told me it's time to short. So we started shorting on June 2nd, and our stops are the high of June 2nd. As long as we remain below the high of June 2nd, especially in the miners, in GLD and the miners, our stops are going to remain, and we're going to be looking for our drop to lower lows. If those levels get taken out, we'll reassess. It may be a much more complex pattern. But the 1st of June told me it was time to short, And we may be on our way to the final lower lows probably in July if we do not take out those stops.
So overall, you are fairly pessimistic on the metals right now, Avi. Do you have any idea or any guidance as to how low you think this might go? Because right now, we haven't been seeing big daily moves. So will it just be a trickle-down type of effect?
Well, the setup that we're getting, I'm looking for as long as we hold the lows we hit today, I'm looking for another pop back up. And if we get a pop that maintains below the highs of June 2nd, then that would set up a potential waterfall decline to lower lows. So the setup is in place to take us into a nice waterfall to lower lows. Again, you know, we have to see confirmation. We have stops in place. You know, we're at a low risk point right now for shorting, but the setup is developing as we speak for a waterfall decline to lower lows. Whether it's going to happen, I can't tell you. That's up to Mr. Market. But the setup is actually developing as we speak.
Well, it sounds like you're on the same page as Gary Savage here for the most part, talking about almost a bankruptcy phase. Do you share the same sentiment that he does, that when these lows are hit, it'll come back fast and furious?
You know, I think it's too early for me to opine about that. I'm really not certain. I can't tell you offhand. I'm open to it. I know where we're going to be buying, and whether it, you know, starts back fast or not, you know, we intend to be part of that that rally phase. But I can't tell you offhand right now whether it's going to be fast or slow.
Well, I don't think it really matters to pick the exact turning point. You know, as long as we are all fairly close on that particular number, it doesn't really matter whether you hit the absolute bottom or not. The fact of the matter is, I find it really interesting, as Corey just mentioned, that you are in exactly the same theater as Gary, in that you think we're going to see a precipitous decline in gold happening sooner rather than later. Gary's very, very dramatic about that, by the way. He is telling his subscribers to get on the sideline, just hold cash, you know, forget gold.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload?
It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alrighty, welcome back here to wrap up the show. Corey and I and Doc are chatting with Michael Belkin right now. Michael is a very well-known investment advisor, only his clients are not necessarily just individuals, but they are major hedge funds, et cetera, around the world. Guy's got a great track record, just got back from speaking at a conference in London. Pleasure to have you on the show, Mike. We appreciate it. Mike, you're getting very, very apprehensive about the overall strength of the conventional markets in the United States. You feel very definitely right now that they are not at all a good place to be. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Al. So I follow a lot of U.S. stocks, and I have a forecasting model. I have a recommended long list and a recommended sell list. Now, my sell list on the stocks that I've recommended being short, in the past week, as of last week, I have 104 stocks from that list, which is most of the stocks on my list, were down an average 24% from their peak of the last few months. So beneath the surface of this market, even though if you listen to the news or the radio stations or the Wall Street Journal or anything, it says, oh, the market's, you know, index is hitting new highs, blah, blah, blah. Beneath the surface, a lot of stocks are already declining, and these are stocks like Yahoo down 17% from its peak, Twitter down 47%, Google down 11%, United Airlines down 25%, American Airlines down 24%, the list goes on and on, Limited Brands, Retailer down 10%, a lot of tech stocks, Western Digital down 15%, Seagate Technology. I mean, these are cloud, you know, the guys that make the stuff for the cloud, you expect them to be up near their peaks. Nope. Seagate Technology down 20%, SanDisk, you know, memory maker, down 36%. So that's what's going on. If you're long stocks, you're noticing this. So if you're running a portfolio of stocks, you're noticing the indexes are up and a lot of your stocks are declining. So that is what's going on. You know, I had a conversation with one of my clients, a longtime client. They told me that they had closed out their entire long position. You know, they said they were dusting off. They couldn't find anything else left to sell. So they think that this is a big bubble, and so do I. You know, I think this is a bubble created on credit. And just to give you an idea how a lot of other hedge funds think, those people I just mentioned are an exception. Bank of America just came out with a survey of hedge funds, 952 funds, and their net long exposure is at a record high of 77% with a total exposure of $785 billion, which is more than twice the level of the 2007 peak in the market. So what we have is, you know, my experience, I've been through up and down cycles. I'm not a perma-bear, but everybody, you know, at the top, everybody rushes in, and things get to be crowded trades. And let me give you an example of what the global bond markets have just been have been kind of mini depth charges going off out there. The Bunds have collapsed the German bond market in the last few weeks. Everybody, that was a can't miss trade until a month or two ago. Everybody was long up the wazoo of German Bunds, can't go down, the ECB is buying, blah, 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 got to be there, where else are you going to put your money? And all of a sudden, those are kind of in free fall. And that sort of fed into other global bond markets. Give you an example, the U.S. 10-year interest rate bond yield is up 30 basis points this week from 2.39 last Friday to the current level of 2.09. That's a huge move in a short amount of time. So, again, you know, a lot of people were squeezed into bond positions. Where else are you going to be? The interest rates are so low, blah, blah, blah. Crowded trade. So bond markets are kind of quaking. Individual stocks are declining. And I do not think that the regular equity market is the place to be. I'd counsel, tell, you know, your listeners, same thing I tell my hedge fund clients, look out below. You know, be conservative. I'm having success shorting stocks, even though this market's supposed to be at an all-time high. My shorts are working. So it's a very strange environment.
Now, Michael, you covered a lot of topics there. Before we get into the interest rate on the 10-year note, which I do think is important, I want to revisit what you said about the conventional markets, talking about a number of stocks, 104, I believe, on your list that have declined a significant portion. We haven't seen the conventional markets go through a significant drop yet. About 2 weeks, we have been trending downward. But the fact of the matter is, it sounds like there's a whole lot of internal rotation. That means people keeping their money in the markets, but just switching it between stocks. You also mentioned that, watch out, if the selling starts, it can come in waves. Sounds a lot like what Chris Temple says about a liquidity trap in the markets. Do you see, first of all, sector rotation being positive at all, or money flowing into any certain sector? And do you have a comment about a potential liquidity trap?
Like, so I have, again, I have a recommended long list, recommended short list. My recommended long list is, other than gold stocks, it's chicken longs, you know, low beta stocks that don't go down. They're not really rallying. It's hard to find stocks that want to go up in my model's forecast. So not, there's very few stocks hitting new highs. There's less than 100 new highs in the last few weeks, 52-week highs in the last, you know, so there's very few stocks hitting new highs with the indexes. So I don't think it's a rotation into different stocks. I think it's, I think that somebody is keeping the indexes up through futures buying. And we know that the Bank of Japan buys, you know, S&P futures. We know that the Swiss National Bank buys S&P futures. We know that the Bank of Israel buys S&P futures. And we assume that the Fed has, you know, does the same thing secretly through either their buddies or something, because the Chicago Mercantile Exchange has a special program for central banks with a reduced commission rate to encourage central banks to trade futures. So anyways, I don't want to go there. I don't want to spend too much time getting paranoid conspiracy theory. But just to address the point that what is keeping the market up, I think there's blind index buying, people buying futures and, you know, index ETFs. And there are not stocks. You know, I do not think it's a rotation into other things except for gold. So we'll get there in a minute. But, you know, this has been a down week for gold shares. But I think that gold really offers the antidote for investors in this environment.
Yeah, let's get into gold. That's a good idea. I think it probably is. A lot of folks are feeling the same way. One of our regular commentators, Gary Savage, feels like we're going to have a real bloodbath in gold, but that will be followed fairly shortly, within just a few months, by a significant rise in the price of gold. Any comments on that?
Well, I look at it through the gold shares. Now, I've started, you know, I've come out with a new product, the Belkin Gold Stock Forecast. The Belkin Report is for big institutions. It's expensive. It's not really designed for individual investors, probably out of the reach of most of your listeners. My new product is affordable. But anyways, what I have noticed is I have the exact opposite thing going on with gold stocks that I do with the stocks in the U.S., the regular non-gold stocks, you know, all the tech stocks and all that stuff. So whereas I have on my sell list, my shorts are working to down. Stocks are down an average 24%, 104 of those. On my gold stock long list, I have 18 names that are up an average 152% from their recent lows made over the last 18 months. And a lot of these are Australian names, names like Perseus Mining, PRU, Dragon Mining, DRA, Remelius, RMS, Northern Star, NST. Those are all up 100-200%. Saracen, these are all Australian, SAR, up 179%, and St. Barbara, up 473%. So, and then Canadian ones like Guiana, Gold, Fields, that's up 134% from its recent lows. Kirkland Lake, up 194% from its recent lows. China Goldfields, up, I think that's 70-something percent. So the opposite is happening in gold shares, where gold shares hit their bottoms, you know, back a year or so ago, some of them in middle of 2014, some of them late October, November, December. So about, you know, 9 months ago, 10 months ago, they've made a series of higher lows, and some have doubled or tripled, while the GDX and gold itself has not really done that much. What that's telling you is that the institutions are rotating into these stocks on the sly. You know, they're showing confidence in the future of the gold price by buying gold miners who are leveraged to the gold price. And I think that's really where the opportunities lie. To put that in perspective, a lot of these stocks were down 70, 80, 90% from their 2011 peaks. So when you get something that's been that crushed, you can have doubles, triples, quadruples, quintuples off the lows just for starters, you know. And I really think that that is the opportunity in the gold space. So I'm not afraid, you know, these little sell-offs, I don't, you know, I'm not saying it's going to not going to go down, but I think you buy the dips. I think that that's why I'm advising my clients who are big institutions, buy the dips in the gold space, you know, buy the gold shares, the ones from my list, the ones that are in my report. It's a case of something's going higher, you want to buy the pullbacks. So I'm bullish on the gold space. I think it's negatively correlated to the stock market, although it wasn't this week. Going forward, I think institutions will be looking for an alternate investment to everything else that's going down, and it's really underowned by large institutions. It's not something they've really looked at that closely, and it will begin to attract their attention, and I think big money will begin to flow into this area of gold shares.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.